am from Arkansas, and my dad was a coal miner. That kind of makes me a coal miner's daughter.
That makes so much sense now.
All of them had that.
She had some fringe bangs.
Yeah, those were good.
That would be your role. Like, if we had a band, I think, like, you'd be the pretty one
playing the tambourine.
Because
you have to have a lot of talent to slap that thing on your wrist.
Absolutely.
Or leg. See, we're just, like, talking all... I'm so excited because I loved this movie. I cannot...
I felt humbled to actually get to talk with them. Like, oh, wow, I didn't know that you were this cool. Thanks for talking with me. I feel like a peon.
Yeah, you are.
Hello, everyone. It's Greg and Taylor. It's Unfiltered. Who knows what we're going to say today?
I'm sure it'll be something awful. I mean, after last week's, I got so many messages. Y'all are so mean. I'm like, okay, but are we really mean? Are we just being realistic here?
No, we're just being honest.
I would think that's what you would want from us. It is unfiltered. If I filtered, then we would just be like bed of roses and happy-go-lucky.
We'd be woke. We're just real.
Far from woke.
We're real and filtered.
I'm asleep. I'm not awoke. That was my little funny ditty.
I prefer to be asleep.
Yeah,
honestly.
Totally. If that was our fashion week, I'm asleep. Just like my anniversary, that damn...
Oh!
For real, Taylor, don't ever go to a candlelight. Anything is all I can say. People don't know how to act around flames, okay? And this was not that whole, like, little stupid Michaels-looking candles that, like, battery-operated. This was legit.
Yeah, were these, like, actual flames?
Yes, and they, like, this was in a church of all places. I feel like this is a fire hazard, people, because you get people... that are coming in. You've got 60 minutes to watch this shit. And it's not very comfortable, frankly. I haven't been in church in a while. This one was in a First Baptist church, which I felt like was slightly sacrilegious. I don't know.
Yeah.
For me. But I went into it. I was like, this is going to be the best thing ever. And it became karaoke because there's nobody singing. It's just that little violinist playing... I don't even, if I was a girl or whoever, I don't even know Beyonce's music very much, but there were a couple of Destiny Child's throwbacks, which I appreciated, but.
What about Bootylicious? Was Bootylicious?
It was not on the playlist. But everybody around, they were messing with the candles. Somebody dropped candles. I was like, this isn't a good situation. I guess that's what you get, $35. I got $35 worth of entertainment, but I'll never do it again. But dinner was great, and we celebrated. I got no gifts, so, you know, another year.
I hope I get something this year. It's mine and Eric's 20th of wedded bliss. I hope I get something. I probably won't. Just the joy of being married to my lovely groom and our children is all the gift I get.
But you know, I was talking to a client of mine the other day just about anniversary and how long it's been. And I mean, 20 years is that's a huge commitment for anybody. I mean, it's so easy to get a divorce nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's harder to make a relationship work. And Lord knows David and I have had our share of issues through the years. But I don't know. I was thankful that we were able to celebrate it. It was a little campy, but I am a little bitter that I didn't get any jewelry. I bought myself jewelry. I forgot about it.
What'd you get? It was kind of
my anniversary gift to myself.
Those are always better anyway.
Okay. I love David Webb jewelry. It's usually massive and big statement pieces. And I love astrology. So I was like, okay, how can I marry these together? And I'll be damned. David Webb has astrology necklaces. So I got my Leo, the lion, whatever. And the backside is diamonds. And it says little sign. It's so pretty, Taylor. I can barely undo the clasp. They make clasps so weird to me. But I was wanting to do like... see if they would do an extender or a shortener so I could wear it shorter. It kind of looks a little pimpy because it goes a little long on me. But anyways, I'm pimping this gold piece out. I'm going to wear it to Dubai. I love it.
Yes.
I put it on layaway.
It's your chest extra bushed out.
Yeah. Yes. I put it on layaway at Neiman Marcus.
Do they still have layaway?
It's not layaway, but it basically is because it's non-interest bearing for 12 months. I could do a promo ad for them. So I'm paying a small fraction every single month for the next 12 months. It's layaway, people. This is a high-end layaway.
Basically. Well, wasn't layaway where they keep it until you pay it all off?
They used to do it that way. Neiman's lets you keep the goods, which I think is very daring of them. Well, I guess it's the same as just having a regular credit card. I mean, you get to take it, and if you bounce your credit card, then you're basically fucked, and the IRS will come take everything you have. But or you file bankruptcy.
I don't know. Do you grow up with a department store called Bell's?
I remember it. I think that was in Memphis. We used to go over there. Did they have layaway?
We had a Bell's in the mall, and I remember my mom and my grandmother used to put stuff on layaway all the time.
When times are tough.
All the bougie stuff they couldn't afford would go on layaway. So we could.
But by the time you got it out of layaway, then did you want the stuff if you had to let them keep it? I feel like I'm an impulse buyer, so I'm like, I'll take that and that and that. And then it's like, okay, I really don't like all that, so...
Well, I think we usually got everything out of layaway.
Just let it sit there for a while. Collect some dust in the back of a Kmart.
So pathetic.
Not as pathetic as St. Patrick's Day, which is around the bins, people. Whoever came up with this, obviously someone's going to write in and say, you know what? My uncle did, and he was a leprechaun, but I don't really care about that. But I just don't understand these like gimmicky holidays that everyone goes on and
it's
on.
It's just another reason for people to drink and be stupid, to get inebriated and act like idiots.
I do that every night. I don't need a holiday for that.
Exactly. You don't need a holiday to do that. That's just Tuesday.
And I don't like food coloring. I don't like green. I don't wear green
I don't need green beer. I actually do love the color green, but not St. Patrick's green. I have a green oven.
I like a Kelly green.
I like a very true, real green. Like, I love it. I love it. I love green.
And I like chartreuse, too.
I do. I love green. I like a lot of shades of green. I'm not going to lie. I like a lot of green.
I like a pot of gold, but I don't have a fucking pot of gold.
Maybe that's why I like green. I'm hoping there's going to be a pot of gold somewhere at the end of my imaginary rainbow. Mm. Still looking
people. Keep on.
There's nothing to do. I think I had a Guinness on Patty's Day. I mean, what's to celebrate? It's just a drinking holiday. I mean, like, there are, like, you know, myths and legends as to why St. Patrick's Day was invented and who St. Patrick was. But I mean, really, it's just a reason for people to drink.
I've never found a four-leaf clover either.
What?
I've never found a four-leaf clover. I remember as a child getting down.
No, I've never found one. It's a myth.
That's not true. I think you hot glue another leaf to it and then you show your friends that you have four-leaf clover.
It's just like the leprechaun and the gold at the end of the rainbow. It's all just to trick us into hoping that something amazing is going to happen, and it never does.
Just like the lottery, people. Doesn't happen very often. And I've been watching my lottery dream show when I exercise.
Wait, when did you start exercising? Is this new?
4 or 5 months ago. Just dabbling in it, you know, whatever. But
I didn't know that you... Sweated. I didn't know that was, is sweated a word?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
No, we're just doing it in our gym at the building. And I feel better doing it. I really hated doing it at the beginning, but now I kind of crave it a little bit. So not saying it's become a new habit.
Whoa.
We're talking elliptical or the walking treadmill thing. You know, nothing major, but I do sweat. I think they keep it too warm in that facility. Anyway,
maybe you're just going through menopause. Maybe that's
this is
what
definitely
it is.
A potentially a possibility here. But you know what? Somebody down the road, my little 7-Eleven that I go to in the morning to get Red Bull and water. The other day, you're not flattering me, people, when you talk to me in public. It's not working. So I go to this gas station and there's a woman. She's Russian. She works there. Super boisterous and whatever. I like her. She has fiery red hair. Perfect for her personality. That's my statement from a hairdresser. But I come in there and David gave me this Vivian Westwood wrap that he doesn't wear anymore. And we couldn't resell it because it was kind of piling a little bit. It was like wool, whatever. And it was a little cooler. So I wore it, but I had it like wrapped all around me. So I walk in to get my, it's not a cute look. It didn't look cute on David, but it's a warm piece of fabric that I'm swaddling over my body. So I walk in and I get my Red Bull and I go up and I'm like, pack Marlboro Lights, whatever. I don't even have to tell her. She's already ringing it up. I'm like, I already have three packs. And I'll take it. I don't want to argue with the woman because she talks too much. Anyway. And she's never looking at you when she rings it up. So she's just like in her own little thing. And so she saw me and she was like, you look like you're from Pakistan. I was like, what? And nothing wrong with Pakistan, people. I'm just saying, don't talk
it's
to me.
It's up to her.
Like she definite. There was a line behind me. I was like, what? She's like, you look like you're from Pakistan. I was like, I'm going to have to change. But my point is with 7-Eleven, somebody won $1 million at my 7-Eleven on a scratch off.
You got to be kidding.
No. I mean, I never play scratch offs because I'm like, I don't have change in my bag anymore. I used to have a ton when we had a toll road. And that was a whole other story because you'd have to throw your change in that thing. And I didn't want to buy it.
You would throw it.
I'm throwing it. I mean, literally hurling it in a machine is kind of archaic. And it would, I only had pennies. So it was like, you know, 2 cents. And I'm run it.
And everybody's wait for honking. Before it would let you through.
It was so stressful. Just like you're from Pakistan. You know, it was just all this too much for me. I couldn't handle her. Anyways, but now somebody's
I can't believe somebody won $1 million in scratch off.
I bet you I see that bitch is going to be on that My Dream Lottery home and saying they're from Dallas, Texas. And just probably talk
can't
about
that be me.
I know what I could do with $1 million. I mean,
I could do so much. So
I would
well.
Do so many good things for people too.
Yes. I would do so many good things.
Shitty luck. I have shitty luck. Anyway,
wait, where were we going with this?
I don't know. I'm
totally
just
lost.
I was. It was
train of thought.
No, my okay, train
so
of thought
you're from
was
Pakistan. Yes. So your Russian cashier with fiery red hair thought you looked like you were from Pakistan. Apparently,
that was a little jaunt off of my story. It was just about the fact that somebody won $1 million, and I was so close to it, and I didn't win $1 million. So that was my story. So
they scratched it off while you were there.
No, I don't even know the people. Oh. It was in the Dallas Morning News the next day. I was like, anyway.
It could have been you. It could have been you. Man.
I know. Anyways, what I am excited about, though, is Madonna. She's coming to Dallas, Texas. God bless her. She's doing two nights.
Lord.
Which she kind of pisses me off because every show she's done so far, she fell on the floor on one of the shows, which is sad. I laughed.
Looks rough.
I know that. You hire people that can hold you up. Number one, Madonna. Okay. That's all I can say for her. But I'm excited. Dave's not going. I'm taking my 80-year-old friend she doesn't know any Madonna song, anything about her. And I'm afraid she's probably going to have a heart attack. But
where do you find these people? Is it one of your clients?
Yeah. It's kind of like community service. I'm giving her an outlet. I told her, I said, there's probably going to be nudity. She's very staunch Republican and she's probably never seen anything like this before. So I'm excited to expose the world. And it was an expensive ticket, but the problem is Madonna comes on really late these days. I don't know why she can't just show up and do her thing and go home just like Adele, you know, other than when she's sick. But you know, if the ticket says 8, girl, you show up at 8, right?
Yeah.
Or 8:15.
Or I'll give you 15. I'll give you some 8:15.
She's rolling in these days around 10:30 or 11.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I don't understand. How long does it take to get to a venue? How long does it take to get in a wardrobe?
No, sorry.
I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like some of these celebrities are a little disrespectful. You spend a lot of money to go. It's a Sunday night. I'm not bitching. I'm going to love it. But I'm just saying I'm foreshadowing my bitching because I know that I'm going to be upset the next day when I have to go to work.
Sure.
Because then I have to take time off from work because I know I'm going to be hungover. So basically, Madonna not only cost me $800 a ticket, but then a fraction of the day of work. Anyways, I'm excited.
That was a good segue.
I'll give you, yes. I'm always
excited that you're going to spend $800 for Madonna to come on at 10:30 at night, and you have to go to work late the next day, so you'll probably lose $800 worth of business.
At least. Hello. We're in Dallas, Texas, land of beauty. Neiman Marcus. Mm. Oh, Lord. And of course, I heard that Neiman's is up for sale, which is sad to say again. Stanley Korshak, I think, is going up for sale. I don't know what's happening to brick and mortar these days. I mean, people go shopping. I know it's stupid. I don't like to see you at the mall without a bag, because then I feel like you're using the mall or a shopping center as a babysitter. But go in a store, look at clothing. That's what it's there for. We're in such a order it, send it back, order it, coupon.
I know.
I mean, I'm guilty of it too.
It makes me sad.
But I mean, if you don't go in a store, they're not going to be a store.
They're not going to be able to have employees there to run the store if no one's there. It's really sad. I miss the good old days of going to the mall and picking out something really fun and being really excited about it, instead of sitting on your phone mindlessly, just adding stuff to cart. Clicking a button, it gets here. And like, I hate this. Love this. And send stuff back. This is the good old days.
Unfortunately, you can't tell what fabrication is. I mean, you can zoom up, but I mean, Lord knows.
You can't tell until you see it in person.
And you just can't. Whenever you're dealing with manufacturers, sometimes they change their vendors and the material's cheap this season. I mean, that was what happened to Rachel Zoe. I mean, her production level, even though I never really felt like she had a really strong presence as a brand, she was a better influencer or whatever. But yeah, when she started, and I mean, I still like Rachel. I think she has a very unique style that she's kept true, which I appreciate, whatever. And she seems to be a good mom, and she likes her husband. So I applaud all those things. But her fabrications were not just like epically great. And then it started the downfall of some of her business, you know. But I mean, sometimes you just go like QVC. You know what you're getting? $89, $49. I'd love to sell something on QVC. I don't have a problem with it. But I think,
I'll do it. I'll stand in front of a TV and talk all day about how
you could do it, because you can read a monitor. I couldn't even read an intro on a TV show. That's how poor my vision is and my memory.
Well, with your torn retina or whatever it is.
Well, no, that's healed now. But I'm just saying, going back to even $1 million shoppers, they were like, Greg, say this, repeat this. And I'm like, I have no idea of what you just said. Yeah. I can't read a cue card. I would never be. I need to be the Vanna White, where you walk back forth, but then you actually have to spell, because you have to know where that letter is.
Know your place. You know your talent. You're far from that.
I'm not a reader. I'm an audio book kind of guy, not a reader.
Okay, you don't have to explain yourself. It's okay. We love you, even if you are a writ.
Oh, good news. This is good news.
What?
I got David to sign up to try to be a contestant on Jeopardy. What do you think? I mean, he's not really making a ton of money. And I'm like, you're really smart. And when we exercise, we watch the Game Show Network when I'm not watching $1 million, whatever. Not $1 million shoppers, because that was discontinued years ago, but a $1 million home buyer, whatever show. Anyway, we're watching Jeopardy, and David knows every single, I mean, stuff that I don't even, it's like people that read Trivial Pursuit answers and they just jar the stuff in their mind and they keep it forever. He's going to make us so much money.
Well, I hope he gets on and we can have a whole fan.
We'll have a watching party.
A whole fan base, like, watching party. That'd be amazing.
But see, we really thought this through, because he's really good at Wheel of Fortune too, but you still have to spin that thing. And that's a very unreliable situation, you know, in that whammy game. We're good at that too. But that's like
I'll
a computer.
Buy a bow.
Yeah. I think but I'm still naked and afraid. Not so much. We're not going to do any of that.
No.
But I'm going to get him on a game show. I'm going to try to do a game show. I'm so mad because I want to do Family Feud, because I kind of feel like my mind works with that same kind of answer and question thing. Because I feel like I know what people want to hear.
I used to love Family Feud.
I mean, they've kind of dumbed down it with the Steve Harvey, whatever. But I don't have a family big enough for Family Feud, and you have to be like a family member. So no Family Feud. So, but we're going to get him on Jeopardy, and it's kind of a big ordeal to even apply. I feel like we give him blood or something. You have to do like a pretest.
Well, I'm rooting for David and I hope he gets on.
Yeah, me too.
Keep me posted. I know, oh my gosh.
Such exciting, riveting lives that we live in. And, you know, my little Dubai trip is coming along, which I'll be leaving in 4 weeks. So we'll get a couple more episodes in, and I'm probably even going to call, well, we haven't talked about it, but I'm probably going to call you from Dubai, and we're going to do a thing from Dubai because, you know, they've got so much money. They got podcast centers all over.
Sure.
And so I'm totally going to dial it in from the Atlantis Hotel or Versace Hotel or whatever it is. I'm going to.
I can't wait.
My outfits are so good. I bought a Marnie hat. I bought the straw hat. Everyone needs straw hats, people. Bought a Givenchy raffia bag. These are things I'm never going to wear again. And it's stupid. And I realize that. But
so what else are you going to do with all that money you're sitting on?
Piles of cash, especially when we win Jeopardy. I'm just going to be like, let's go on a shopping spree.
Or your lottery ticket from the 7-Eleven.
And see, yes, you look like Pakistan. Yes. But after that, when he wins that money on Jeopardy, then we can go on the my million dollar dream, my lottery winning house show. Oh, I can buy a new house.
Hey, whatever you need to do. Whatever you need to do to make a dollar.
Life's all about dreams. Anyway. All right, Taylor, I'm going to let you go this week. It was super fun. I think we're getting our groove back and your voice sounds good. You know, it takes us a minute, people.
Right?
We have not visited in such a long time. We text and we just haven't really talked. So, you know,
it takes us. I don't talk to anyone because there's always very one word. Tiny people who
like yes, no,
get in the way maybe. At all times.
That's how you respond. Anyway. So passive aggressive. I'm over it.
What?
No, please. I'm saying when I text you, it's like yes, no, maybe three. It's like one words.
That's all I got. Do you know how much it takes to actually decipher one of your texts when everything is spelled wrong? And by the time I finally figure out what you're trying to say, I'm like, oh, fine. Yes.
But you know what's so weird before we go, people? I don't understand how I'm probably the only person that autocorrect even makes me worse because it really turns.
Like, how does autocorrect not
jargon
for you?
I hear other letters whenever I'm spelling something that's not even in it. So I don't know.
I feel like you talk into your phone and it just has no idea what you're saying.
I don't talk into my phone. So. I'm not that person. I hate people like that dictate and do all that.
I do all that. I hate that. I'm like, I don't have time for that.
That's too.
Yes, no.
No one wants
up,
to hear hard. You. Do you want to hear somebody at a restaurant or at CVS or wherever you go talking into their phone? Like, period, comma. I don't need to know that. I'm just going to send you half-wit jargon and let you decipher. It's like a game. Every time you get a text from me, it's like Scrabble.
That should be your new game show idea.
Scrabble. Are you smarter than a Greg Asher? That's the show. I say yes. Most people are. Oh, shit. Okay, Taylor, I'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Toodaloo.
Bye.
Bye.